present Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards, June Whitfield, and Wallace Eaton in The Glums, a typical domestic story of vulgar, moronic, and pathetic everyday folk. With June as Eth, Dick as Ron, and Jimmy as the awful Pa Glum. Today's story is entitled Birthday Boy, or How Do You Like Three in a Rowing Boat? As usual, Pa Glum is past 1 over the 8 and is well on his way to 2 over the 16 at his local pub.
Gentlemen, please, Charles, pick up me. Here, come on, Mr. Glum. Don't you sit there brooding. You've been looking very morose all evening, Mr.
And Glum. I have every reason to be, Ted. Look, Ted, now, look, yeah. Ted, you know me.
Yeah.
Answer me this, you know me, don't you? I'm not a man who's easily put out, am I?
Oh, no. Took 7 of us last Saturday night.
Now, don't provoke me, Ted. I'm in a vile mood. Vile of a what I was Saturday night. And why? Look, you know that son of mine, Ron?
No.
Of course you do. Last Sunday was Ron's birthday.
Oh, many happy returns.
You mind your own business. Pour us out another brown. Anyway, being it was his birthday, his fiancée, Eth, that's her name, she come round earlier than usual. In fact, just after breakfast.
Dad won't even let me keep a budgerigar.
Not a vulture, beloved. A gift token. But I finally found something I think you'll love, Ron. It's a reversible pullover.
A reversible pullover?
Yes, look, this is it, beloved. It's a pullover that's navy on one side and maroon on the other side. So you've got a navy pullover and a maroon pullover in one pullover. You can wear it maroon or you can wear it navy. See what I mean, Ron?
No, eh?
It's reversible, Ron. Maroon or navy. Oh, Ron, if this isn't the one you fancy for a present, do say. I can easily exchange it for a donkey and oatmeal.
Oh, no, I'd rather have a pullover.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm sure you'll like it once you get the hang of it. But I'd like to be sure it's the right size. Look, beloved, I don't like to disturb your hair now you've combed it for your birthday. Could I ask you something? Would you like to try it on with me here?
Right, oh, yes. Just a kiss. It's so long since we even had a...
Oh, Ron, for heaven's sake, not at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, no, Ron. If you carry on at this rate, you'll never be able to blow the candles out at tea time.
Sorry, Dad.
Well, anyway, Ed, I was only chafing him now. How can I scold my lad on his birthday?
Many happy returns to my sonny boy.
Did the postman bring my card?
Yes, Dad.
Tell Eth the words on it.
5 pence to pay.
Not on the envelope, on the card. Oh, Eth, it was beautiful. It had happy birthday written out in that glitter stuff. And a big mauve satin heart in the middle. And a bow of real ribbon. And a picture of a cottage with all floral flowers all round it.
Oh, how artistic.
Yeah, 6 and 9 it was marked. But I got it for 8 pence because it fell off the rack and a dog walked on it. I see him walk on it. I see him. Nothing's too good for my darling Ron.
What about giving me a present then?
I'll give you a gift. No, not on his birthday. I mustn't scold him. Look, Ron, I'll tell you what I got planned for you. Instead of squandering money on a useless present, I got a booklet here entitled Things to See and Do in London. We'll all have an outing.
Oh, an outing? Oh, where to, Mr. Glum?
Anywhere at all in this great metropolis. And Ron can choose. Now, here's the booklet, Ron. Expense is no object. Turn to page 7 and choose anywhere you like.
Page 7?
That's right. The one headed free exhibition. That's right. Now, you got it?
Yeah.
Now, what catches your fancy?
Oh, Dad, this one, the Serpentine. Let's take a boat out on the Serpentine.
What? In midwinter? I wouldn't entertain it.
But, Dad...
Ron, I've got your health to think of. Quite apart from the fact that I see it's half a crown an hour.
Mummy, you did say whatever Ron fancied. Well. And a short row on the Serpentine. That's his birthday treat.
Well. Wait, Dad. Go on, Dad. Well. Please, you promised.
Well... Well, I suppose I got to. Oh, very well, then. The Serpentine it is.
We're going on the boat.
Oh, here, quick, help me with me pullover.
Don't pull over.
The Navy side out.
Oh, dear. Poor, I'm perished. Let's drift a bit, eh? Oh, well, we've done 20 minutes. A heavy old boat to pull along, innit?
Yes, Mr. Glum. My arms are aching like anything.
Oh, we've only got another 40 minutes, eh? Then we'll have had our hours worth and we can go back. That's fair enough, eh, Ron?
Oh, I feel awful.
Mr. Glum, Ron's gone green again. Oh, he is a poor sailor, isn't he? I think we should take him back.
Now, eh, don't be selfish. It's not what you and I think. This is Ron's treat.
I want to die.
Dear. Oh, dear. His forehead's trailing in the water again.
Ron, head up a bit. Hey, let me rest his neck in that rollock. There we are. Now then, that'll hold him steady. Once and for all, if I've paid for an hour, and an hour we're going to have.
Just stop it going up and down, Dad. Please, Dad, just stop it going up and down.
Mr. Glum, I don't care what you say. I'm going to... Oh.
Now what have you done?
I've lost an oar.
Oh. Clever, I must say, that's very clever.
I couldn't help it, Mr. Glum. All the feeling's gone from my hands.
And they call us a seafaring nation. Well, Eth, don't just sit there with the tears welling up. Lean over and grab the oar out the water.
Can't you, Mr. Glum?
Me? Eth, can't you see I've got my gloves on? Hurry up now, go on, lean out. You'll be all right. Lean further than that. For goodness sake, you'll never reach it. What are you afraid of?
I can't go any
more. Oh, dear. No, dear, darling. What's that phrase they use? Yes. Man overboard!
Don't be silly, Dad. It's not a man, it was F.
Look, Ron, don't try and correct me, please. I know it was F, but you're still supposed to shout out, man overboard.
Even though it's a girl overboard?
It don't matter who it is. That's how you do it on a boat. You say man overboard, whoever falls overboard. Look, even if you was loading up animals on an animal boat, and a fat old pig fell in. Well, you wouldn't shout out fat old pig overboard. You shout out man overboard.
I never knew that.
Well, you want to learn these things, Ron. Yes. When you're on a ship, you've got to do things nautical. I'll give you another example. You know...
A nautical example? Yes.
Do you know what a sailor says when he sights land? He starts out, land ahoy. Now then, listen to that, ahoy. Now, well, there's no such thing as ahoy, is there? We all know that, but that's what you shout out.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
It is, it's engrossing. People spend their whole lives studying this, you know.
I didn't know that. Land ahoy. Yeah, did you know that... Dad, where's Ed?
Oh, lummy. Oh, look, Rob. See that island in the middle? Isn't that her climbing onto it? But it is her. Ron, quick, paddle towards the island.
Right-o, Dad. Man ahoy! Man ahoy!
Freezing on this island. Hang your cardigan on the bush to dry. And keep that mack of Ron's round your shoulders. Do you want to catch cold? As soon as you get your circulation going, we'll get in the boat and go back. Now, Ron, you sure you tied the boat up secure?
Of course I did. Do you think I'm stupid? One thing I'm good at is tying knots.
Well, there's no need to take offense to you, dear father. Well, it's up to me as skipper to check up, that's all. What did you tie the rope to?
That long bit of wood sticking out from the side.
Side of what?
The boat.
But that's the oar. Oh, Ron, you didn't tie the... Oh, you couldn't have done... Oh, Ron.
He did, Mr. Glum. Look. There goes the boat. Just drifting under the bridge.
Oh, Ron. This time you have surpassed yourself.
Well, it's my birthday. Maroon. Oh, well, if that's the case.
Now, Ron, don't be foolhardy. Put your jacket back on. No one can swim that distance in this icy water.
I'm not going to swim.
Eh?
I'm turning me pull over maroon side.
Well, I must say, Mr. Gump, you do get yourself into some real hardy duty, do you?
Yeah.
Marooned all night in a lonely island, middle of a serpentine. Don't give.
But Ted, I didn't lose me head, Ted. No. There's one thing I didn't lose, Ted, was me head, Ted. I knew what was the very first and most important thing to do, and I done it.
And what was that?
I give Ron a kip round here, only remember to his dying day. And then we huddled together for warmth. Of course, I knew that in that sort of weather, the essential thing was not to let yourself drop off to sleep.
Yeah.
So every time we felt the drowsy numbness sort of stealing over us, we'd start singing them old community singing songs like, One Man Went to Moa, I Went to Moa Meadow.
It worked?
It did work. When dawn finally broke over Hyde Park, we were all, thank heavens, still awake and alive.
Men went to
someone's calling.
Look, a ship. The Navy's here.
Oh, it's the boatman, you silly perisher. We're here. We're on the island here.
He's coming. We are saved. Yeah.
Right now, number 17. What's your idea? Cotton on this little jump of an island through the coldest night of the year.
It was my birthday, 3.
Come on now. You better get in my boat.
He's
getting
his
boat. It's not easy now.
No, yes. Careful. You're all falling.
Now, you in the bar there.
I'd rather stand if you don't mind. I'm still a rather numb glum. Well, eh? All's well that ends well, eh? Oh,
yes, what an adventure, I suppose.
Oh, yes, and from my point of view, still cheaper than buying some useless birthday present. All in all, it was well worth the half crown.
Half a crown? Half a crown, plus.
Plus what?
Plus 5 pound penalties, kept fishing on the island.
Hey.
Plus 35 bolt, a locked door.
No.
Plus 76 a new rope, replace the one what was knocking so tight I had to cut it through. Grand total, £7.05.
£7.05?
That old pig overboard. That old pig overboard.
That was The Glums, a recorded extract from Take It From Here, first broadcast in the BBC Light programme on the 27th of February 1957. Frank Muir and Dennis Norton wrote the script, which was produced by Charles Maxwell. And this edited version was prepared by John Browell.